Most animals have been addicted to junk under experimental conditions. After receiving the shots for a period of 10 days or so, the animal reacts to the hypodermic as if it were a food plate, rushing eagerly forward to get his shot. When junk is withdrawn, the animal shows withdrawal symptoms. No other substance has produced this syndrome in animals. That the animal eagerly seeks the substance as if it were food. When the substance is withdrawn, the animal shows definite physical symptoms. It would seem that junk is the only habit-forming drug. Cats cannot be addicted to morphine, as they react to an injection of morphine with acute delirium. Cats have a relatively small quantity of histamine in the bloodstream. It would seem that histamine is the defense against morphine, and that cats, lacking this defense, cannot tolerate morphine. Perhaps the mechanism of withdrawal is this. Histamine is produced by the body as a defense against morphine during the period of addiction. When the drug is withdrawn, the body continues to produce histamine. If you have no histamine-produced symptoms, antihistamine drugs produce no effect. I bought some ampules of an antihistamine drug and shot a double dose. I experienced nothing but a slight depression. The depressing effects of some antihistamine preparations are side effects which chemists intend to eliminate. A shot that felt exactly like morphine when I was sick now produced effects that were barely perceptible. It seems that a user does not get a positive kick from junk. What he gets is relief from withdrawal sickness. Possibly all pleasure is basically relief from a condition or need or tension. Junk is the medium in which the junk-dependent cells live. When junk is cut off, junk cells die, and excess histamine is produced to carry away the dead cells. The function of allergic sneezing, running at the nose and eyes, vomiting and diarrhea is to get rid of something. During addiction, junk is a biologic necessity like food, water, or sex. There is no other substance that becomes in this way a part of the biologic rhythm of the body. When you are junk sick, you dream about junk. A curious fact about junk dreams is that something always happens to prevent you from getting a shot. The cops rush in, the needle stops up, the dropper breaks. Anyway, you never get it. I have talked to other users, and I have never known anyone who ever got fixed in a dream. Junk seems to displace the sex drive. When you are on junk, the sex drive virtually disappears. When you start to kick, you experience sex feelings of adolescent intensity, often spontaneous orgasms.